on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1961.
It's 2 years since Half Moon Bay became incorporated. What were things like on the coast side in 1961? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, sheriff's men seize 55 cocks in raid on Pescadero Ranch. With lightning speed, two of the sheriff's Worrell Whitmore's reserve deputies swooped down on a cockfight at Musi Ranch and seized 55 birds. Only one man was there, and a large crowd had mysteriously disappeared when the officers arrived. Just where the numerous groups of bettors went was an unsolved mystery. El Granada women hold annual picnic at Fleece Cracker Zoo. There will be 51 members and guests present for the annual picnic of the El Granada Women's Club. Members report enjoying visiting storybook land as well as swimming and the playground activities. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. If you're looking for a great restaurant luncheon experience, besides my pub that is, I highly recommend the T-Shore, the house on Main Street. It's housed in a charming pink house with both indoor and outdoor dining. The menu has classic tea delicacies of scones, traditional tea sandwiches, and their three-tiered assortment of unique surprises, which I don't want to spoil for you. You have many choices of tea served in vintage tea spots, kept warm by homemade tea cozies. Make sure your camera is charged because the decor cries out to be photographed. My mom recently took my daughter, Charlotte, and they loved the experience in every bite. To make it even more festive, they dressed up and wore hats. My mom had recently donated the vintage set of china that she had grown up with and a delightful serving to the T-Shore for them to use. This is a dream come true for owner Angela, who collected and stored for many years many artifacts displayed throughout the place. This is the first experience in the restaurant business, but she's obviously a natural and chats easily with patrons, sharing her story and making sure they know all the goods are made in-house, most of them by her personally. When you visit this new destination on Main Street, be sure to say a cheery hello from the Palmer family. Thank you and tea time on. We do hope you'll also visit our restaurant, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1961, the Cold War continued to worsen, with the USSR exploding some very large bombs during testing and then masterminding the building of the Berlin Wall, separating East and West Berlin. America sent a battle to Germany, and the Americans and Russians glared at each other across the border. Due to uncertainty, many Americans built backyard fallout shelters in case of a nuclear war. The world's population reached 4 billion. The Russians put the first human in space, but the United States follows when the U.S. launches Alan Shepard into space. How much did things cost in 1961? Inflation was 1%. Bacon, 67 cents a pound. Eggs, 30 cents a dozen. And a gallon of gas, 67 cents. In popular top films include The Guns of Navarone, The Parent Trap, and West Side Story. On the TV screen, families were watching Bonanza, Gunsmoke, Perry Mason, and My Three Sons. Alfred Hitchcock Presents and The Twilight Zone. In popular music, this singer started his career with a not-so-popular recording called The Class. 1 year later, he came back with the number one gold-plated hit, and he did it again with this number one hit. Here's Chubby Checker with Pony Time.
It's Pony Time! Get up! Anyway, do it. You're gonna look real fine.
This Texas-born singer also started his career 1 year ago with a number one hit, and now a year later, he also has done it again. Here's Roy Orbison and Crying.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.
Thanks for joining us. Until next week, for the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.